Strategy for reviewing a paper, proposal or presentation using fast and slow thinking. We often sit in meetings listening to presentations and sit at our desks on trains, planes and automobiles reviewing papers in order to make informed decisions. The volume of activity can be overwhelming sometimes. In overwhelm, real or imagined, there's a risk that we slip into disproportionately critiquing the content and structure of a paper or the content and structure of a presentation. When we do this, we're fast thinking, and we're more than critically reviewing the efficacy, reasonableness, potential impact and business implications of an idea. This is slow thinking. At senior and board level in particular, this is particularly important. As decision takers, we can get sucked into critiquing or even worse, criticising, rather than evaluating all too easily, because quite frankly it's easier and our untrained fast heads like it. We can be deluding ourselves by looking for familiarity and things that resonate with what we would like to see. We can sometimes think that because we are sitting with a pen and our attention is on a focused activity, that we're reviewing a document or listening to a presentation. What we're really doing is listening to determine whether the ideas are sound and reasonably based on appropriate information. We may just be reading or listening with a view to looking for what we want to see or what is missing. Or we may even be switching off while someone presents because our minds are racing towards what we would have written or what we intend to say in a couple of minutes' time. In short, we're not thinking clearly. It's quite disconcerting to consider that we may be doing this when key policy and expenditure decisions are being made. If we have six people in a senior team spending an hour reviewing a paper or presentation with a thinking head that is discriminating between fast notions of agree, disagree, right, wrong, like, don't like, and so on, or even things like, I've spotted four spelling mistakes and three grammatical errors, that's an awful lot of fast thinking and not much conscious consideration. The next segment will tell you about how to think about something, be it a paper. If instead we spent 5 to 10 minutes doing a quick instinctive review, followed by a 15 to 20 minute evaluation of the ideas and information presented, wouldn't this be more in line with the pay grade of functioning, responsible senior people? Senior managers and boards are there because of their brain power, knowledge and experience, because of their authority to decide, so the focus of attention really needs directing to considered thought.